The views expressed on the Final Straw Radio do not necessarily reflect those of Asheville FM, WSFM LP Asheville, or Friends of Community Radio. You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville, North Carolina. Also online at ashevillefm.org. This is the Final Straw, and I'm Bursa Goodness. The show can also be heard on KXCF in Marshall, California, KWTF in Bodega Bay, California, KOWALP in Olympia, Washington, and WCRSLP in Columbus, Ohio. Archives of the show can be found a week after broadcast at the Final Straw at thefinalstrawradio.noblogs.org, and you can contact us at thefinalstrawradio@riseup.net. Going to have a brief announcement, a call for solidarity with long-term or with hunger-striking anarchist prisoners in Chile. I'm just going to be reading from a communique. And then a Sean Swain segment followed by music for the rest of the hour. Hopefully we'll have some interview segments starting up next week. And this is found, I'm sure you could find it on socialwar.net. It's probably where the translation comes from, but it's up on anarchistnews.org for now. Both very sketchy websites to visit from your parents' house. To the compañeros in Chile and around the world who confront all forms of power, to all the rebellious minds and consciences that reject domination and long for total freedom. To those who feel inclined to carry out actions, we who address you are the individuals and organized groups active in the anti-authoritarian solidarity with anarchists and revolutionary prisoners. Today we write to motivate the expression of camaraderie gestures in an urgent and combative manner with solidarity actions in support of the hunger strike carried out by our compañeros Juan Flores, Natalie Casanova, Guillermo Duran, and Enrique Guzman. Our compañeras are resisting daily confinement with dignity. It is clear that they have remained unsubjugated to the attempts of the state, of the enemy, to make its authority prevail. An attitude that makes clear to us that the only way chosen has been the struggle against all authority. As individuals and organized groups that constantly seek to strengthen their ideas and practices for total freedom, we are not indifferent to the hunger strike that our compañeros are carrying out. We are aware that it is a call to activate symbolic and material solidarity, to materialize the values that move us, the ones that give life to every revolutionary project, and to find without any doubt the strength of each prisoner of war. It is common knowledge that Juan, Natalie, and Guillermo were arrested on September 18, 2014, accused of taking part in attacks with explosive devices. Right now, the chant, quote, "down with the police state," unquote, from Juan, which shows the three compañeras' dignified and defiant attitude in the face of the police and journalistic scum, has been turned into police, media, and judicial lynching by the authorities. The imprisonment of the compañeras for more than 6 months now, with Juan and Natalie on remand and Guillermo under house arrest, has been marked by the harassment, aggressions, and monitoring of the compañeras and their closest environment. The most recent chapter of the situation with the detention of Enrique Guzman on April 6th, Enrique is a friend and compañera of Juan, Natalie, and Guillermo, who was visiting them and was concerned that they didn't lack anything while in confinement. As a way to punish his solidarity and close relations with the compañeros, the Fiscalía Sur, or Prosecution Police, accuses him of participating along with compañera Juan Flores in an attack against a police station. Regardless of all this, the response of the four compañeras has been of dignity and rebelliousness. It has become clear in the compañeras' public communiques, where, together with the rejection of the charge attributed to them, they declare themselves enemies of all forms of authority and recognize themselves as a part of a community of struggle that is building its present continuation in a long history of rebellion, subversion, and insurrections, who refuse domination by raising the values of solidarity, loyalty, love, and revolutionary comradeship in pursuit of total liberation. We know that the harassment and imprisonment of people close to revolutionary prisoners is a form of revenge and blackmail being used more and more by power against revolutionaries and their closest environment, as expressed in the case of detention of the family and friends of the imprisoned members of conspiracy cells of fire in Greece and the arrests of anarchists and solidarian compas in Spain in the recent Pandora and Piñata operations. As also in the accusations against the mother of one of the compañeros in the security case, related to an alleged handcuff key for a non-existent escape attempt during the trial that took place in 2014. We know that authority uses these kinds of tactics as a form of punishment against the rebellious and dignified attitude shown by the compañeros in prison, and as a technique to make them surrender, seeking to make them abandon their attitude of defiance and struggle against the screws in the system of domination. We know that these kinds of tricks feed the ghost of, quote, terrorism, unquote, that allows dictator and democratic states to generate domestic enemies in order to align the population with the interests of authority, labeling as, quote, terrorists, unquote, all anarchists, as a tool to later destroy every community and struggle that does not agree with authority. We know and strongly reject the fantasies of the state and the Fiscalía Sur concerning the hierarchy and leadership roles given to the compañeros, something already used in the indictment against the compañeros arrested in August 2010 as part of the so-called Bombas case. We know, first of all, that it is part of a continuous historical confrontation of which the visibility from the field of the enemies of authority seeks to dominate the concept of how authority acts. Far from any stance of guilt or innocence, never with victimization or legalism, but more like seeking to expand and go deep into the destructive critique on authority, to put it into practice while in pursuit of total liberation. Therefore, against the attacks of authority and its media slash judicial slash prison structural framework, our answer must be action in all possible ways and not remaining inactive as simple observers. We consider ourselves at war, and when the enemy makes us notice its tools, we show that we are here and we continue to resist and fight, keeping alive in our memory that the struggle inside the Chilean prisons has a wide historical legacy of strikes, riots, escapes, and other forms of expressing an attitude of dignity and struggle. But this legacy now needs response and should also be echoed abroad. For all the above, we stand in solidarity and call for solidarity to the hunger strike of Juan, Natalie, Guillermo, and Enrique. For the end of the harassment of the circle of friends. For the end of the aggressions towards Juan and Natalie by some of the screws. For the end of the indiscriminate use of DNA as evidence. For the release of Solidarian compañera Enrique Guzman. For an end of the isolation of Natalie Casanova and her transfer to another section of the prison in San Miguel. We invite each compañero that feels inclined to act, to propagandize, go out into the streets, express a solidarity with the compañeros in any way they can. That the mobilization in support of the hunger strike should be a way to put into practice the solidarity of attack, seeking to extend agitation against all forms of power and go into the anarchist ties between compañeros. Solidarity, complicity, and struggle against all forms of power and authority. And I guess this is Publicación Refractario Anti-Authoritarian Publication Against the Prison System. Colectivo Lucha Revolucionaria, Collective Revolutionary Struggle. Sin Banderas Ni Fronteras, Nucleus of the Anti-Authoritarian Agitation. And that was translated by Act for Freedom Now. My mistake. Now, Sean Swain, then music. What you say, what you say, what you say,
what? We'll come like a war! It's the very definition of insanity to do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. So imagine how crazy you'd have to be to do the same thing year after year, generation after generation, century after century, for about 8,000 years, and still expect a different result. For 8,000 years or so, hierarchs have recognized the ruler's right to rule, have accepted the duty of obedience, have asserted that government is necessary to defend freedom, have claimed that the rabble are too foolish, stupid, and selfish to rule themselves. They've recognized a right to rule and a duty to obey that are as real as magical beans and fairy dust. They've asserted that government, an external regulator, defends freedom, the absence of external regulation. And they've claimed the rabble are better off being ruled by others who are foolish, stupid, and selfish. That's the hierarch package for 8,000 years. We need foolish, selfish, stupid rulers to assert a right to rule that doesn't really exist, so that government can do the opposite of what governments do. and the hierarchs have, over 8,000 years, expected a different result from the last time they recognized a ruler, or the time before that, or the time before that. It matters not the method of the ruler's selection. We can read in the book of Samuel that the old Hebrew God, in response to the popular demand for a king, told the prophet what kind of misery they'd be facing if they accepted the rule of one human being over others. Even the old Hebrew God was opposed to this hierarchy crap. So whether appointed by gods or by pulling swords out of rocks, striking down giants with slingshots, or inheriting authority, all of the rulers have continued to provide us with unhappy endings. Those rulers resulted in our exploitation, in wars, in poverty, and the enforcement of tyrannical laws. But now hierarchy has evolved. Now, rather than leaving the selection of our rulers to such arbitrary forces as gods or swords and rocks, slingshots or genetics, we vote for our rulers. Yeah, the same rabble who are too foolish, stupid, and selfish to rule themselves, according to the hierarch myth, are allowed to vote and select their ruler, who is then a foolish, stupid, selfish ruler elected as a consequence of resonating with the largest number of foolish, stupid, selfish rabble. Yeah, that's much better than the rabble ruling themselves. So as a consequence of selecting our rulers through this method, we no longer have the same old exploitation, war, poverty, and tyrannical laws. No, we now have super exploitation, continuous war, abject poverty on a global scale, and the most ridiculous tyrannical laws ever conceived. All this immiseration drives and provokes even people of goodwill to such thoughts of rebellion that it's now contemplated by those who assume the right to rule that the rulers may have to do away with their subjects altogether. All of us rabble have become expendable to the quest of achieving our own happiness, and it may soon become necessary to shoot all of us if the toxic environment doesn't get us first. After 8,000 years of disappointment and sorrow, we see poor deluded hierarchs still maintaining their assigned seats, marching in lockstep and dragging stones at the side of the pyramids owned by the privileged few, naively convinced that once the pyramid construction is complete, everything will be coming up roses. They're still completely mesmerized by the hierarch delusion, unable to question the right to rule, the duty to obey, the real purpose of government, or whether hierarchy is a practical solution. So under gunpoint, with drones flying around our homes and the thought police sifting through our emails and phone calls, millions are still prepared to go to the polls and cast their ballots, choosing yet another ruler, hoping that this time, for the first time in 8,000 years, we'll somehow get a different result. The definition of insanity, to do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from the Southern Ohio Correctional Facility in Lucasville, Ohio. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at Sean Swain 243-205, P.O. Box 45699, 1724 State Route number 728, Lucasville, Ohio 45699. To read some of Sean's writing and learn more about his case, check out seanswain.org.
Sometimes wonder, and you sometimes wonder. 10,000 Deutschmarks to hand me over. Oh, you sometimes wonder, and you sometimes wonder. You can make a living sometimes wondering.
Right now we're hearing Chumbawamba with Ulrike off of the album Shh. Next is Veil of the Forgotten by Witch Mountain off of Black Cauldron.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're hearing Cuckoo Bird by Clarence Ashley off of Volume 3 of the Anthology of American Folk Music, Folkways. Next up we'll hear Written in Red, words by Audrey DeClaire, sung by Unplugged.
Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She wobbles as she flies. She never says cuckoo. Tell the poor day you lie. I've played cards in England. I've played cards in Spain.
Written in red.
This is Killer Queers by The Controllers off their self-titled album. Surrounded by Matador off The Taking.
On all four sides, I surrender. I surrender to the burning sun, to the liquid moon, to the western. Western wind, to the mother.
This is Blind, Blind, Blind by the Silvermount Zion Memorial Orchestra and Tralala Choir off of 13 Blues for 13 Moons.
And burn with a cure. chance and slip the leash every chance. Can some hearts are true, but some hearts aren't hardly true. But some hearts are true, and some hearts are true.
The views expressed on The Final Straw Radio do not necessarily reflect those of Asheville FM, WSFM LP Asheville, or Friends of Community Radio.